bit. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
It should be one halo of a weekend here at Camden Yards because the Angels are in town. It's a wild card battle. Tonight, Jeremy Hellickson takes on Andrew Heaney, a left-hander. And tonight, a youngster, Anthony Santander, will make his Major League debut. He is in the lineup. Buck and Rock right after this on the Orioles Radio Network.
Rock Abatko here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report, finally back home after a 10-game West Coast swing. How do you assess a 4-6 trip?
It's behind us. You know, it's funny, Rock. You know, I was looking at the other four clubs. We were the last team to make that trip and how they did out there. It's kind of interesting to look at, but you don't base how you did on how somebody else did. And but it's a tough place to play for a lot of reasons. You know, got a couple guys sick today, and I could tell you where that came from. Well, we know where that usually happens when you go into a certain city. But, you know, it's behind us. It really is. We got to move forward. There's some good things that happened, some things that could have been better, could have been worse, but you know, it was competitive. I'm sure some people were ready to pull the blanket over us when we left to go out there, but we're still standing.
16 to the next 19 at home, where you're 35 and 23. But do you look at that and say, okay, it's still going to all come down to how we pitch? It all starts with the starting pitching, and you kind of toss that record out.
Well, of course it does. And then someone will say, you know, it's how what people do, and thank goodness they're talking about baseball. Some cities are talking about football, and we're doing both here in Baltimore, thank goodness. But he, you know, it could also be the time where there's a break from that playing well at home, but you still got to earn it. We're playing one of the hottest teams in baseball, is having a great road trip, and you know, we competed well with them out there, but it's gonna be a challenge. And you know, then we got to go to Boston. We're only home for 6 days and back out on the road again. But I understand what the math says or analytics says on paper, but it's not played like that.
Your club's one of three in the division. That's three back for that second wild card. So many teams are bunched up still. Does that surprise you at all, the way this is playing out?
Not really. I'll bet we could go back through past years, and you know better than I do because I don't, and see there were some similarities there. You know, it's going to come down to the last week or 10 days of the season. We just hope, you know, we're trying to be a part of it. You know, we're still trying to make a run at Boston. I don't know. We're still trying to win our division. And I think everybody's trying to grind like heck to have a chance to roll the dice in October. And September is an eternity. And August is going to be a challenge because of the weather. And, you know, we just got to do what it takes to make games matter later on this season.
Rock Abatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report, Anthony Santander, the Rule 5 pick in right field tonight. What's the thought process of how you're going to be able to carry this Rule 5 kid, and what got him in the lineup tonight?
We have two guys sick. Otherwise, he wouldn't. You know, it's as simple as that. It's what I said when you guys were talking to me out on the coast. When you take a Rule 5 guy up here in August, he's going to play. Something's going to happen. You know, you're going to have somebody, a pitcher you can't survive without having Jason Garcia pitch or McFarlane or Flaherty play or whoever. You know, so he's here and came in today, and two guys were got sick in Oakland, and he's got to play.
One of the roster moves, Joey Rickard was option. Craig Gentry's still here. Is that just basically come down to Rickard has options, Gentry doesn't, and there was that risk of maybe losing him?
That's some of it. You know, we'd like to keep both of them, but Santander had to appear on our roster, and Joey's done some good things. It might help him. I talked to him on the plane about it's really only 9 games where he's eligible to come back, and getting one of those days under his belt. So really, it amounts to really 8 games he's going to actually miss if we bring him back. But we know he'll be back in September. And this time of year, guys like Gentry will get claimed because of you know, the skill set that same reason we have him here. And Craig's capable. Very quietly. I don't know if you've been watching. I know you have. He's been swinging a bat well for us, and he's a piece. He's just like a guy pitching the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. He helps us close out games.
Andrew Heaney making his first start since undergoing Tommy John surgery. His second start since 2015, when he was one of the better young pitchers. What do you remember about him?
Yeah, he's got a good arm, Rock. He's, you know, we were watching his tape of his last outing on rehab. He's past that, and it's very remarkable because it's a little bit ahead of normal Tommy John schedule. And you know, it's good for the game. You know, it's good for the Angels. Real good for the Angels. He was their number 2 starter, and looked like the sky was a limit for him. He's got good stuff.
And finally, a large part of this weekend devoted to celebrating the 25th anniversary of the opening of Camden Yards. What do you remember the first time you saw this place, and what are your thoughts on the way it's held up?
Well, you know, first of all, going to the luncheon today was a lot of fun, and it reminds you of what guys miss when they're out of the game. It's the teammates, the being part of a team, and that was a very good team. And I remember the first time I walked in here, it was new but gave a very retro look. Has such a respect for the past and the history, but also the amenities of new times. And I think the organization in the city and the state have done such a great job of every offseason there's something they do to keep this place relevant, and everything's about the fans' enjoyment of the game. And it's been tried to be copied a lot, or not copied, but taken things from it, but there's only one Camden Yards. I think it's the best overall facility in baseball.
Thank you, Buck. Let's take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
Now, all weekend, it is the 25th anniversary weekend here at Camden Yards. Yeah, the ballpark is now 25 years old, and many of that 1992 Oriole team is in town, including Rick Sutcliffe and Cal Ripken Jr. Now, before the game today, they met with the media, and they will join us when we continue with the warm-up show right after this. Well, on this Friday night, back at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, and hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel and Ben McDonald with you the entire weekend, and it is the 25th anniversary weekend of Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Opening day, 1992, Rick Sutcliffe, a complete game two-hit shutout against the Indians. Cal Ripken in that game went 1-for-3. Lots of memories, and they will join us when we continue with the warm-up show right after this.
What do you remember about everything leading up to that start? Were there any nerves at all just because of it's the first game?
You know what? Honestly, I didn't have a chance to get nervous about it. Yeah, I'd thrown in a bunch of opening days before that. I actually got to start the first night game at Wrigley, which eventually was rained out. But all the hype and everything leading up to it was a lot like this. But one thing we didn't talk about earlier, 2 days before opening day, we played an exhibition game at RFK. And there was like this huge submarine sandwich out there after BP to snack on. And a lot of us, including Senior, a lot of us got food poisoning. And the night before opening day at Camden Yard, I mean, my wife, we lived down in Crownsville. We rented a place. She had to drive to a pharmacy to get some stuff because, I had it bad. I mean, I was throwing up. I had a fever. I had all kinds of problems. I remember my agent saying, you know, you should call the manager and let him know he ain't going to be able to pitch. And Robin goes, he's going to pitch. I mean, you don't worry about that. I remember laying on the trainer's table next to Senior. Neither one of us felt very good. But, you know, it was one of those days where I was lucky that it was overcast. And I probably should have had that mentality more in my career because I didn't know how long I was going to last. I knew that I had a fever. I knew I lost a bunch of weight. So I was trying to get outs as quick as I possibly could. I think a lot of that might have led to me having a success. Maybe I should have done a lot more of that.
Cal, for somebody who played in Memorial Stadium for so many years, how big an adjustment was it coming here for you?
I don't know if it was a big adjustment, you know, per se. It seems like the field condition was great at the Memorial Stadium. You know, we always had, one of the best groundskeepers in the league. And then coming over here, it was just a continuation of that surface. It was exciting as all get out to play in front of a packed house every single night. And maybe, you know, that was sort of the adjustment of trying to calm your own excitement down, because in order to compete and play, some of that adrenaline can be good, but if too much of it can actually take you out of your game a little bit. So to me, just getting settled in that sort of environment, that was a difference here. But it felt like baseball had been played here before. And that's what I was so worried about, is that the rich history of baseball would be lost when you go into a new place. But this place, the design of it, felt like baseball had been played here before. So it was sort of a continuation, and it didn't take long to really get comfortable that this was our home. But I just remember the fan excitement and the trying to suppress some of the adrenaline, you know, on a daily basis, so you can get into a normal routine.
Cal, when did it become, in that first year, when did it become not just a special ballpark for the Orioles or the new ballpark, but was there a moment or a time that you felt that this was bigger for the game? I mean, it was going to change ballparks around the
game? Well, you know, it's a hard question. I think the intimacy of the ballpark and this warehouse that we're in right now had a lot to do with that feel. I don't think it was the start. I think the new Comiskey came in at the time. I think Chicago had a ballpark right before that seemed you know, big and full of concrete. It didn't have a sense of feeling like Fenway Park. This ballpark, brand new, you know, almost felt, you know, like a throwback at back to you know, the era of you know, the Fenway Parks, but with all the modern amenities. So I think that we realized that that it was nice, and everybody that came in to play here loved it. They absolutely loved it because it was a different experience. And then to see the stadiums modeled after the stadium, you know, the design afterwards, trying to accomplish the same feeling that we had. You know, many of them didn't have a an anchor or like a warehouse to actually give it that added flair. But there's been some nice stadiums built with the spirit that this one started. So I don't know that we realized that. I thought we all felt that we were lucky to have it, to have a facility, a place to work underneath, you know, an environment to come play, where I talked about the fans being here, the excitement of the fans. When you're tired and you come back from a road trip and you got in late at night, sometimes you need that sort of excitement boost when you get out on the field to actually get you through and get you going into the game. So we were always lucky to have a packed house and a really unique, great ballpark.
Rick, is it true you had trepidations about pitching that first game in Camden Yards? You had spoken to Johnny that maybe you weren't the guy to go to.
Yeah, you know, I don't. You guys might not have been there. I told this story down below. Johnny Yost in December of 91 asked me to come back to sign with the Orioles. I had no intentions of doing that. I was older. I had no business being in the American League, particularly the American League East. But as a favor to Johnny, who was a longtime friend, one of the most important people, not only in my career but in my life, I came back here. He walked me out to the mound. It's cold. The ballpark's not even complete. And he says, I don't want you to tell anybody, but he says, you're gonna throw the very first pitch ever in this ballpark. And, I mean, goosebumps just overcame me. And I started looking around, and like Cal was talking about, there's a lot of sight lines here that remind you of different ballparks and historic ballparks. And I walked off and I told my agent, I said, let's do it. I want to sign. I want to come here. Well, to your point, with 10 days to go in spring training, I walked into Johnny and I said, hey, Johnny, you're making a mistake. I said, I shouldn't pitch opening day. I go, Ben McDonald's a lot better than me. And he goes, well, Mike Mussina's a lot better than you are, too. But he goes, I don't want them to have to deal with the opening day. I don't want them to have to deal with the media. And I don't want to have them lined up against every other team's number one pitcher the first month of the season. He said, if we're going to get to the playoffs, if we're going to be a contending team, we're going to do it on the shoulders of those two guys as far as the rotation was concerned. And I think he was exactly right.
All right, hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel, Ben McDonald back at Oriole Park at Camden Yards in the win column tonight. How about that ball game, Ben McDonald? My goodness. And we talked about it. We saw 9 home runs in the first 5 innings. And so, hey, the game had to end on a home run.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a game like this before. 10 home runs in one game. That's the way the game ended is the way the game started. 5 homers by each club. The same amount of hits, 11 each. The difference, the Orioles and Manny Machado with a grand slam there at the end as Machado hits 3 home runs in one night. 7 RBIs on those 3 home runs. And look, it was just an offensive explosion by both of these teams tonight. But lost in all this, you don't think there's much pitching, but what won the game for the Orioles was the Orioles relievers. If you go look at Castro, Blyer, and O'Day, they work a total of 4 1/3 innings at the back end of this game, only give 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts, and that allowed this powerful offense that's been swinging it well for the Orioles. It gave them a chance to come back and win the ball game, and that's exactly what happened.
Man, that was fun. By the way, the last Oriole to end a game with a grand slam was Matt Wieters back in 2013. Now, let's talk about Manny Machado, because you and I were talking as we went to the ninth inning. I mean, Santander, with his first major league hit, he got the rally started with that base hit. And so that's how it began. And then later with Smith out there to hit for Gentry, we're talking about the fact that the Orioles had to find a way to get the inning to Manny Machado, and that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. The Orioles fought like they have all year long, and they found a way. Gentry walks, and all of a sudden Beckham gets a single, and you load the bases up, and you give Manny a shot, who's swinging the bat as well as anybody. You talked about the two grand slams on the road trip, what he did on the road, and he continues to pound. The batting average goes up, and now all of a sudden the RBIs and the home runs are coming along with it. And, look, it's an exciting time, and the Orioles, with all the home games piled up, although they've not played their best, look, they came in three games out of the second wild card spot. There is plenty of time left, and the offense really seems to be clicking. I think if you can get that starting pitching to match the offense right now, the Orioles are quite capable of putting one of those runs together where they win 8 out of 10 games, and all of a sudden they're the team that's in that second wild card spot.
Well, there were so many good things that happened in that ninth inning. We talked about Santander getting it started with his first major league hit. How about the Seth Smith at bat? He got a walk to get it to Beckham.
Yeah, and I know this team has been criticized at times by some people saying it doesn't look like they really want to win. But look, they got down 5-0 early tonight, and there was no quitting this ball club at all. They found their way back. Trumbo hits the first home run. He kind of breaks the ice, gets them going, and all of a sudden Moore would follow. And you saw some outstanding at bats, some bats that were extended, some balls that were not swung at that could have been, that walked, some big base hits at the end. This team is a long way for me when I look at them, from a team that was wanting to give up and realizing they have a chance with plenty of baseball left to play.
Well, Smith got that big walk, and then Beckham got the big hit to get it to Machado.
And how hot is, yeah, has
Beckham
he been?
Goes opposite field.
Yeah, and that's what's impressive about it is you look at Beckham, Adam Jones, hitting the ball backside, you know. And so, look, just think if Chris Davis gets going, and I think he will. If Trumbo really gets going, and I think he will. If you add that to the top five in this batting order right now, it's special for the Orioles right now. So, look, I'm very optimistic. Every time I come back in town and something exciting happens, I'm happy to see it. It's fun to watch. I'm excited about it. And look, big win for the first game of this homestand for the Orioles.
Hey, Ben, that was so much fun. Let's do it again tomorrow.
I would love to.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, all my best to your family.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I know they're in town. That's Ben McDonald. Outstanding work once again. And we talk about all the home runs. Yeah, that's how the game started against Jeremy Hellickson when Revere doubled to get the game started. And then with one out, Albert Pujols came out to hit, and that's when home run derby began. Breaking ball hit hard, left field corner. Back in the corner, pretty deep. Way back there, gone, a home run. A rocket off the bat of Albert Pujols. And I think it landed in the very first row in the left field corner. It gets out. That is a two-run home run, and Albert Pujols has now tied Sammy Sosa on the all-time home run list. That is 609. Yeah, so he's right there with Sammy Sosa. And then just moments after that, now for Jeremy Hellickson, that is the 24th home run he has given up this season. And if you look at the home run per innings pitched, it's the worst number he's ever had. And there's a high drive out toward right center. This one is way back there, and that ball is gone as well. So Calhoun hits one out. He and Pujols go back to back. It's a 3-0 Angel lead in the first inning. Just like that. Now, he did get the next two outs. But then, in the top of the second inning, that's when C.J. Krohn came up as the leadoff hitter. C.J. Krohn swings and hits it to deep left field. Way back is Gentry. And Jeremy Hellickson has now given up three home runs in the first one inning. So Krohn hits one out, and it's now a 4-0 Angels lead. Yeah, and then Maldonado hit a fly ball out number one. But then Cowart came up to hit. And now the 2-1 offering is swung on, hit to deep right field. My goodness. Another one. Caleb Cowart with his second home run this season. And that was a rocket. They got out in a hurry. So Hellickson has now given up four home runs in 1 1/3 innings. And it's a 5-0 Angel walloping so far tonight. Yeah, that's how it started. Angels in command. And then later in that second inning, with two outs and the bases empty, Mike Trout came up to hit. And Anthony Santander tonight made his major league debut. And the first way he impressed here tonight was with the glove. And now the 2-2 pitch is a fastball. Fly ball out toward right shallow. Diving is Santander. And he makes a phenomenal catch. And then he stumbled a couple of times. After he tried to get to his feet, Santander got a great jump on that thing. He made a diving catch, robbing Trout of extra bases. That's a nice debut with a glove. Nice indeed. And then came the bottom of the second inning with two outs and the bases empty. And that delivers 1-1. Trumbo fly ball. It's a jumbo way back in the corner. Wave it bye-bye. Hits back about 15 rows. Very good. 19th home run for Trumbo. 5-1, Angels. Yeah, that's how the comeback began. Then in the third, that's when Caleb Joseph came up as the leadoff hitter. Now, Caleb Joseph comes in with a batting average of .282. As he digs in and he delivers. Caleb hits it to deep left, way back in the corner. It could go way back there. Private bye-bye, Caleb Joseph. He hits one out. Yeah, the ball is jumping tonight. Already tonight, we've seen 6 home runs. And that one makes it 5-2, Angels. And there you go. After that, Beckham got a base hit. And with Manny Machado coming up to hit for the second time of the game, we were about to see yet another home run. And now the set again, and the 2-2 pitch. Fastball, fly ball, right center. Oh, boy, right back there, Manuel Machado. Hasta la vista, pelota. That's a 2-run home run. And suddenly, it's a 1-run game. Manny Machado, number 24. He goes to right center, into the bleachers out there. And, yep, they're back in this game. Back in the game indeed. And Manny Machado would be heard from again and again later in the game. But so was Mike Trout in the fifth inning. Here we go, 3-2, and here it comes. And a hit to deep left field. Backing up is Gentry. He's at the wall. Forget about it. Mike Trout has hit a 2-run home run. And looked like he had maybe a 5-iron out of here. So he got to hit 0-2, then he got to 3-2, and then Trout, now he did get the ball down,
yeah.
But Trout went down to get it. And he did get it, and so the Angels again in command. Ah, but then Manny Machado came up again with the bases empty in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Machado sends it to deep left field, way back in the gap, and wave that one bye-bye. The second time tonight, Machado has gone deep to make it 7-5. That thing was high and deep and gone. And gone indeed. Manny Machado having a big night. It would get bigger for the Oriole third baseman. It all came down to the bottom of the ninth inning. Anthony Santander, his major league debut, even though he made a great defensive catch early in the game, offensively, he was 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Until he came up as the leadoff hitter in the ninth. The count 2-2, here it comes. Breaking ball, line drive, base hit, right field. There it is, his first major league hit. So he gets aboard, and he has given the Orioles a chance here in the bottom of the ninth inning. His first big league hit. Yeah, nice one. Line drive, yep, he'll save that baseball. A great souvenir. So he gets aboard, and indeed, he gave the Orioles a chance. They were down 2. Seth Smith as a pinch hitter, a great at bat. He drew a base on balls. And then Beckham with a base hit to right field and a ball that barely eluded the second baseman. And so the bases were loaded for Manny Machado. Manny with that 2-run home run in the third and then with a solo in the fifth. And we somehow knew that in a game like tonight, the game had to end on a home run, and that's exactly what happened. Now Machado on the last road trip hit 2 grand slams. So let's see if he remembers how. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fly ball into left center. Oh, my goodness. Way back there. Way back there. It's a grand slam. Machado, a 3 home run night. And he ends it with a grand slam. So there you go. And the fireworks are still going off. In the win column tonight, they beat the Angels 9-7. The postgame show, Browns Honda City, by Happy with Browns, will continue right after this. Joe Angel back at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Now, there was no save tonight, but there was a game-ending grand slam. It came off the bat of Manny Machado, and he was on Massam. He was the walk-off hero.
Fans on fireworks night. Oh, do they see fireworks here tonight? As Manny Machado, a 3 home run night, and Manny joins us now. Manny, walk us through that at bat. Looked like you didn't like the strike one call, but you didn't miss the next one.
a little high. But, you know, just looking for a pitch to drive. You know, bases loaded there. You just trying to, you know, make some good contact, try to at least drive in one. And you know, just ready for the fastball.
Big night, obviously, Manny, but the team fell behind early. And we've seen this team come back before. When they get down, I mean, everybody just stays cool, calm, and collected. You guys kept fighting through the whole ball game, and, of course, came through with the big knock at the end.
That's what we got to do. We got to keep playing as a team like we have been. And, you know, one of the biggest things that we have here is that.
Looks like the Pies are back. Adam Jones snuck out there.
I'm glad that's back.
That's what we needed. You know? Like I was saying, you know, we got to keep playing as a team like we've been. And, you know, everything else will take care of itself. You know, we fight to the end always, and we're never going to stop fighting.
Well, you got a big homestand here. 16 of the next 19 games at home. Now, what a way to start it here tonight.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's a good start, and hopefully we get rolling and, you know, try to make a push for it.
Manny, your bat is so important to this lineup. It came on the road trip, and now a three-home run night, a career RBI night. Are you feeling as good at the plate right now as you have all year?
Yeah, you know, I've been working with Cool Ball and, you know, trying to stay with my routine every day. You know, go in the cage, get my routine, you know, try to keep it simple and simplify things at the plate. And, you know, things have been turning around a little bit.
Well, Manny, congratulations on a huge night. Three home runs, career high, seven RBIs. Walk-off grand slam. I can't believe you've done that before.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Well, indeed, Manny Machado was the hero. He ended the game with a grand slam, but there were so many things that went right in that ninth inning. And Santander getting it started with his first major league hit. Seth Smith came off the bench and as a pinch hitter and had a great at-bat and drew a base on balls. And then Beckham got a base hit to the opposite field to give Manny Machado a chance to win that thing, and that's exactly what the Oriole third baseman did. So Buck Showalter on Masson after the game, yeah, he's a happy camper.
It's like a game. It's like a game where everybody's dunking. You know, it's what, 10 home runs? Mm-hmm. It's like no shots tonight from the field. Everybody dunk. I wish I could claim that. Richie Bansell said that. I thought it was a great line. I got to give him credit. He said, "See, this is like a dunk contest." What's up?
I know you want to put too much emphasis on one game over another, or one win over another, but considering where you are in the season right now and what this loss might have meant, I mean, how big is this?
Think about what it might have meant, because you play again tomorrow, you play again the next day, and there's an opportunity around every corner, but it has that potential always, but depending on how we pitch tomorrow and the next day, the next day, the next day, because, you know, you can't ask a club to overcome that every night, but our guys done a good job with it, especially tonight, obviously.
But what Manny's been able to do, especially since really the second half of the season, when you look at his numbers, how impressed are you by nights like tonight? Do you expect nights like tonight?
No, you don't. You never take it for granted, and I cannot tell you how hard it is to do. But there's, you know, there's always that potential when you're dealing with guys like Manny. You know, I know sometimes because of, you know, how fluid he is, sometimes people don't know how much he cares and how hard he works and how for a young player to go through the struggles he did with that, you know, that type of talent to get back is a real testament to him and, you know, his makeup.
With all those home runs flying out, were you thinking early in the game that this had a chance to be a game like this?
Well, I don't know. At 5-0, we hadn't hit one. I actually thought the first home run Trum hit, where we got a crooked number up there, kind of said, okay, see what happens. The Castro had some big innings for us, and Darren very quietly, and that shouldn't go unnoticed, and I know it doesn't by me, but I don't know. We had to get – we got it back to, you know, within striking distance. You felt a lot better about it, but you had to put some zeros up there because, you know, they were hitting – I don't know, how many they have dunked, 4 or 5? Each had 5? I think Zach caught the last ball, didn't he? Hmm? Zach caught that last ball.
Somebody
ran over. Bobby was getting on Flaherty for a run with his head down. He says, "Bobby, that ball was gone." I think Bobby's thing is, you know, Trout, you feel like he can jump on top of the wall and jump up in the air and catch it. And so, anyway. That was fun.
As much as Manny grinded through the first half, you know, past couple weeks it seems that he's been up a lot of different times and come through when you needed him to. Is that kind of the as good as he is and as talented as you've seen him and the stuff that you've seen him do, is that part of the process too?
For it's about giving guys some space to kind of be themselves and some men also to some guys are looking at the order and going, geez, I hope this game doesn't come to me. Not, but very seldom at the big league level. That's what separates. They want to be in that spot, and it's not just him. You know, guys, it's a big at bat by Seth Smith, big at bat. And of course, Anthony got his first hit flare over there and made a good catch in right field. You can imagine the emotions going around with him tonight. Hopefully, I tell you, Castillo stayed for the game in case of emergency. He looked really rough, and CD was supposedly worse, so. I know he was. He's had fever most of the day. I don't think he ran fever once he got here, but he was down in the. I tell you, Castillo stayed for the game in case of emergency. He looked really rough. And CD was supposedly worse, so I know he was. He's had fever most of the day. I don't think he ran fever once he got here. If not, then we'll see what kind of adjustments we can make. Good. I thought the Ravens were pretty good last night.
All right.
I know
I did
it's
too.
Preseason. Y'all know.
Buck, thank you very much. Yep, that's a good ball game, good result. Manny Machado ending it with a grand slam. His third grand slam, I think, in the last 5 hours. That's the way it seems. The postgame show will continue right after this.